For now, though, I want to welcome Mary O'Brien Brown, who has joined me in studio, all the way from Fianna. And there's always something happening in Fianna. It's such a great community, loads of community spirit out there, and always something going on. And Mary, you're here today to tell us about the much-loved Fianna Coastal Cycle, which is back for its 13th year. Tell us all about it and how this started up originally.
Hi, Deirdre. It's a pleasure to be here. The Coastal Cycle, in its inception, started many years ago for an AstroTurf pitch. It came to realise...
For the school, is it? The
school, yeah, in the school, in St. Brendan's School, Fianna. And we're blessed in Fianna. We have a large green area, and then we also had a large basketball court area. And I suppose it's been a long road, you know, since 2012 when it first started until now. So the main plan was to get the AstroTurf pitch because the kids were playing, obviously, in the wet grass. And we see the last 2 months how much rain we have. And the kids are having to change their socks and runners and they're getting cold and flus and the whole lot. So they decided, the Parents' Council, many, many years ago, wouldn't it be great if we had an AstroTurf pitch in the school and bring the school on into... you know, modernise it and stuff. So that was the initial thought many years ago by a great Parents' Council and a Fianna Coastal Committee. So what happened then was the plan was in motion and the Fianna Coastal Cycle was born by a committee many, many years ago. And here we are going into our 13th year, as you said. And this year we have our AstroTurf fully completed. So it's
brilliant.
A big, big celebration this year because we really want to give a big, huge thanks to all the cyclists who have donated, who've travelled, you know, they travelled from all over, you know, to take part in the cycle. So this year is momentous, yeah.
So has it always been a fundraiser for the school?
Yes. Oh, it's a big community event and it's a big part of the school calendar year, but it's a bigger part of the wider school community in Fianna. And the funds really were always used to generate the AstroTurf pitch. And this year we have a very special project. We have a sensory garden is where the funds are going to go towards. So lots of exciting stuff in plans.
A sensory garden?
Yeah.
And is that for children who maybe have additional needs or sensory issues?
Yeah. And I suppose we all know the benefits of being outdoors and we all know the benefits of planting and... All of that. And I suppose what makes Fianna School so unique is that they have a glasshouse there and the greenhouse and they have raised beds for each class. So each class from junior infants up to leaving cert, up to sixth class, they all experience planting and they all plant every year. And we have a huge thanks to Henry Gaynor and Grode Pierce because they give a great hand. But like they plant pumpkin seeds, they plant bulbs, herbs. So we all get to taste the fruits of their labour. Every autumn we get lovely apples and my mother-in-law makes amazing apple pies, potatoes, tomatoes, everything. And, you know, I suppose I grew up with glasshouses and hens and chickens at my grandmother, but my own children would never experience that with me. But in school in Fianna they do. It's brilliant.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I suppose the sensory garden will be a very lasting memory of the Coastal Cycle along with the AstroTurf pitch.
Okay, so is that being developed or is it...
That's the plan in motion.
That's the plan,
That's the plan in motion. Now, we have a large green area, so we're quite fortunate, really, because I know schools wouldn't have that, but we have a large green area and there already is some beautiful plants there that are well established and there's lovely trees and stuff. So we're just hoping to expand that a bit more, you know, for those with additional needs and for everyone, really, you know. Yeah.
Do you have many pupils in the school?
We're a small school, yeah, so we're about, I think it's 43 children in the school. So every teacher knows every child by name, every SNA knows their quirks and what they like and what they don't like. They all are so well known and loved and all of them. So this Coastal Cycle is a massive showcase for that because it's a great event where you see teachers and parents and the community all come together and all take part in a cycle, do you know, so it's huge.
So how long is the route, Mary?
So we have three kind of main routes and then a smaller route. So the first is the 60k and then you've 20 kilometres.
Oh my God, the thought of it even.
And then you have 10k and then you have the 1k for the smaller kids. So, you know, I was even talking to a mom today who's taken part in the cycle for the 60k the last couple of years and she was kind of looked at me kind of going, oh God, you know, will I dust off the bike and get the runners on? And I said, I'll go on, you will. I said, sure, it's only a few days time now. And I said, you'll be grand. And so I suppose we have a large group that come back annually, but the 60k showcases all of what North Kerry and Fianna have to offer. You leave Fianna, the lighthouse is at your back, you go into Tralee, then you take a left to Arfort and you go through Arfort and Banna and you go on to Kerry Head and then you have a climb. Many will know the climb listening to you today. They will. It's quite memorable, the climb in Kerryhead, and then you come back. But you know, when you come back and you're going towards Finnet and you're looking at Kerryhead and you're looking at Mount Brandon in the distance, and the Muckluck is there, and you have the most beautiful Banna Beach is there as well, and then you come back, then you're looking at Barrow, and then come to Finnet. It's just a picturesque cycle. It really and truly is, you know.
Yeah,
and then we have the 20, which is shorter. The 20 is a shorter one. It's good to test the legs, and the 10K is very popular with the children, and then the 1K is for the smaller children. And children that are coming into the school, they always do that. They always take part in that. So they start off in trikes and scooters and balance bikes, and it's great to see that every child that goes to Finnet School, they will all leave being able to cycle. And that's a huge thing, because some kids never ever cycle.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a huge thing that you know, they're like little custodians of Finnet already. You know, they're all getting involved, they're cleaning the school, they're helping out, they're out in the garden, they're getting the bikes ready. Recently with a cycling event, and two of the older kids were actually helping the smaller ones because the chains come off, you know. And it's just, it's all action. There's things you can't teach in a textbook, but you can teach it, and Finnet does that really well.
Well said, Mary, well said. So, you know, I was just thinking there when you were talking about the route, and you mentioned Kerryhead, and I'm always saying I think Kerryhead is so underrated.
Totally.
It's so beautiful out there. So will you get serious cyclists coming down to take part in this?
It would be associated as the first cycle in the cycling calendar of the year. So if anyone training for the Ring of Kerry, anyone training for triathlons, or even just a serious cycle in general, they generally all come out, and it's a good test. It's a good test to the body after Christmas, after the turkey, you know.
Oh God, I can just imagine, yeah.
So we're hoping the weather gods will be very kind to us. We're blessed with weather usually. We're hoping to God that we'll have a fine day now. We're all watching the long range forecast, just like the cyclists are. You know,
so it's the 21st of March. So it's actually the hour won't have changed yet. So you'll be setting out early, will you?
They will, yeah. This will roll on then from 10 a.m. And I suppose this year, because I suppose, you know, we really want to thank people that have sponsored and helped to get us to this stage, and for believing in the school and believing in the parents behind it, because it took a long time to get the AstroTurf. It wasn't the most straightforward of routes. It wasn't all rainbows and sunshines, as you know, with projects, Deirdre. So I suppose the school and everyone really want to say a huge thank you, because it'd be impossible to thank everyone over the last 12 years. There are some businesses that aren't in business anymore, or people who have sponsored and who are no longer with us. So I suppose we would want to say a heartfelt thank you from St. Brendan's Finnet NS, the staff, the board of management, the teachers, the Coastal Cycle Committee and the Parents' Council, and all pupils past and present, for believing in the fundraising goal. And like their generous contributions, their presence, people give up their Saturday morning volunteering, they give up their time, people donate baked goods, you know, it's a hive of activity in the morning, they're making fresh sandwiches for the cyclists, you know. And
God, that's a pile of work.
Massive. And like, whether they've donated or spread the word or helped behind the scene organise, everyone's effort has made a real difference, and it's a lasting tribute. They can see this year, it'll be the first year that they'll see the AstroTurf pitch in action.
And hopefully the sensory garden before too long.
Well, hopefully next year we'll finish that, God willing. But it'll be lovely behind the AstroTurf. We also did a mural this summer as well with the kids. So it's lovely to see all the handprints and the fingerprints, because that's what they used to paint. They used their hands and fingers and brushes, the older ones. But it's lovely to see, you know, the hands of the art and the hands that have built and the legs that have built the cycle, that have built the AstroTurf now. So it's big stuff now. The excitement is building.
Perfect. Well, listen, we let you go, Mary, but it sounds like it's all go out in Finnet, and I hope you raise loads of money.
And there's two charities this year that we're giving to. It's Enable Ireland, and we're giving it to Cycling for All in Kerry. And anyone that enters the cycle, anyone that's registered, they are entered for €1,000 of a voucher for O'Sullivan Cycling in Clarence and Listowel.
Okay, so, get that plug
thank
in.
You.
Get the plug in.
Before I get killed.
Mary O'Brien Brown, thank you so much. Good luck to all the cyclists in Finnet. And I can't wait to see the sensory garden. It sounds fabulous. And I know you'll raise all the money for it.